does have this. I'm going to try leading off my phone, which I don't normally do, but I'm going to try it because this was taken by the Galway Review just, and I just got noted a while ago, so it seems the right thing to do. I have grandkids, I had my own children, and I didn't have brothers, but I had cousins I was very close to. And this is called Plastic Soldiers. Pick up your soldiers. You always leave them lying around to get trampled on. You need to take care of them. I found a battalion of them in the gravel. I found one covered in dog poop. That's disgusting. Pick up your soldiers. You've always leaving them lying around to get sucked up in the Hoover. You need to keep them safe. I found a troop of them tangled in the telly wires. I found one stuck in the plug. That's dangerous. Pick up your soldiers. You always leave them lying around for the kittens to scatter. You need to keep track of them. I found green ones in the long grass, yellow ones buried in the sandpit, and a whole regiment of red ones in the turf bucket to be burned. I found one floating in the honey jar. That's annoying. So listen to what I have to say. I don't want to be the one picking up your crushed and mangled soldiers when you obviously don't care if they are lost. I won't say it again. Pick up your soldiers.
Thanks, Jack. Joe Jack.
Joe Jack.
Give me off Charles Clark, please.
In Egypt, Pharaoh lifted a Nubian dancing girl, his spoon, and stirred his lentils, paused and pleasantly smiled at his wife and sister. Secondly, Yeats. Parnell came down the road. He said to a cheering man, Ireland will have her freedom, and you still break stones. And still short, also short, very short, by Harold Pinter, poem by Harold Pinter. He was in the habit of sending round these very short poems, and he was also extremely interested in cricket, and the great man in those days was
W.E.G. Grace?
No, not that far back.
Boycott?
No. Earlier than Boycott, Len Hutton. I saw Len Hutton in his prime, another time. He sent this poem to his friend, the great playwright of the period, and he waited for a comment, and nothing happened. And then he got in touch and said, what about it? Nothing has happened. Why are you not? Why are you not responding? And he said, "I haven't finished it yet."
Nice, Charles. Give me a Phillips plan, please.
Crossroads of two poems, the old one and the new one. I go with the new one.
Give
suppose we've time.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's the new one, but they're both based off paintings by. Juanelos Varo? Varo? You're just putting a thumbs up because it made me happy. She's one of my favourite surrealists. She's a beautiful individual and most probably someone incredible to meet. It's also based on off a quote a client gave me that I thought was very clever about when I fixed his computer problem. He gave me back this response and I thought it was very interesting. And it's in this, so I don't spoil it before I read that. Echo, dressed in nimbus, interrupted her single whip as she was walking on rice paper. Everything here was dressed in Plato's silhouette. That's how Narcissus liked it. He keeps the candles out. He said, it can't be outsmarted if it doesn't have a mouth. So I went searching for it. I opened the CD drive. It whirred and said it wasn't here. And I checked all the ports. Then mock whisper, it's not here. Then I talked directly to it. And I listened. Then I heard the distant echo repeating, holding a piece of the moon glowing, this time dressed in naked winter forest. It completely missed me and kissed the lips of my client, Narcissus. But you're its mouth, and you know, and all you know comes from it. You've never seen Juanelos Varo's Wonderland, only in LCD, written in echoes, textureless. However, I'm already shadowing him, the flower kissing its monitor. I weigh now and convince myself, holding my own lips, it can't be outsmarted if it doesn't have a mouth. It's a work in progress. This one's... Yeah, this one's based off something that's actually by specifically by Juanelos Varo. It's called The Call, and I can show you it all afterwards. Beautiful. A jeans bite of citruses wanders within her mental crypt, robed of warmth buttercup petals, inflamed and burning her dreamscape. The eagles watched embossed in wood grain walls, their eyes closed blind, so they spy through their sense of her mangoes and cinder smoke. They're aroused by the sprite that alights their darkened home. How surreal is that? How peculiar and such an oddity? Logically, you simplify the scenario, but it awakens her traumatized by the unusual cipher tale. In her thick bed of moth winds, she still feels the tools of the motor and the porcelain teacup that burnt her palms red. Cease your deciphering of the alchemist's reflection immersed in labyrinths. Let her hypnotically lie asleep in depths not even shadows wander. Thanks.
Thanks, Philip. Can we have Patricia Walsh, please?
Called Washington Snowfall. All correctly against in the collect furries. What you want me to say, a given rule. Consciously right in the proper order. The craven snowflakes never settle on the concrete. Snowman aside, the warmth of weather sun asunder. Saying you don't love me doesn't wash anymore, as I collect my thoughts in literature. Down by the fire is pizza berries, Tom Barry's pizza side. Residual warrant is temporarily mine. Seeming odd nonetheless, taking up a barrage of seats. Walking through ice, mere punishment for some. Suspending animation declared like a mantra. So my next layer does a world of ill, working through satisfaction of his own reward. Pigeonhole is a punishment for structure. No more hints on exams. Falling in love with the geek at the table, knowledge extricated. I noticed I was hurt as the juice became employed. Declaring a hate that can only resonate. Through the merciful employed, this archaic ploy. Watching through snowfall, dying on the ground. Trundling my numbers, no high number to crunch. Stockpiling wishes before the food comes. Skulking the bedrooms before the evening is out. Snuggling indoors, well heated, rested, fed. Recurring digit. No set of Jesus can save me now. I'll carve religion seeping through decorum. Firing stories no action can interpret. Lying on bulwarks purchased for posterity. Bleeding through oppression and given experience. Champion through this work of art. Operating through a given name regardless. Skies being too high to welcome the rain. Tight structure in the main, fearing the best. Careful wishes engender the opportune ego. Excavate through industries, preferring others who serve their time, no action for same. Watching others' promotion to good or ill. Observing the surveillance of a hardy eye. Risen and called blessed to another's chagrin. Quarantine to defaulters, the cold sliding doors, the time frames, prefabs until history repeated. Causing a time frame, nursing their troubles. Satisfied miscreants work for another day. Postgraduate promise, hardly getting over it. Walk while you still can, copying on for another day. Holding level the staff the glory was once more. Forgetting education for the sake of progressing. Publishing under a given name, forthcoming. Staring to features not worth it anymore. Thank you.
Thanks, Tricia. Can we have Alisa?
This is about when I wake up in the morning and I get out of bed and the floor cracks every time. It freaks me out every morning because I forget that it does that just the first time. So it's about different ways of looking at the sound that the wooden boards of the floor make in the morning when you step out of your bed to start the day. One, the crack sounds painful. Your floorboard might be a dying man on which arm you stepped. It's not his bone. It was an accident and you're terrified. But you deserve the shock, the impossible shock, because you hurt it, whatever it was, because you broke something. You shouldn't have moved. You broke it because you existed. And it was still dark and you didn't really want to. Two, the crack sounds painful. It's your victory. Your floorboard is one of the mysterious fibers of reality, and you played it like the string of a harp, and it replied, for you are its master, you are the creator. You prevailed on the world. The food commands, the wood obeys. You're about to eat today, and it's gonna be raw. You're the lion, and it's your gazelle. Three, the crack sounds painful. There's a degree of violence, of necessary violence in every beginning. Your day is hatching. Very well then, let's let it all crack. It's still early, and the violence is still innocent.
Hey. Thank you, Mr. Ben Burns, please.
Oh. Else? No. Out of the worst of the rain, I pull down my hood to hear clearly. I can't remember. Okay. I can't remember that poem. I was going to read a poem and I can't remember. I'm going to read a Dermot Healy poem. It's called The Litany of the Wagtail. Chirp of the flirt, scurry through the blur, sudden snatch of song, pulse gatherer, timekeeper, sidestep of the polka, tig on the street, marionette of the wind, altar boy's curtsy, white thread of tweed, ceaseless diving rod, warrior of the mirror, noon trill, the cry from beyond the sickbed, groom of sweet wooing, morning tuning fork, skiff of the field, breast of the hailstone, nib dipped in clear ink, strike of the dandelion clock, bounce of brightness, chase down the wind, rosary of shingle, loyal chime of winter, quill of the rainbeat, welcome eye on the seawall, slim reed of willow, bib of black silk, sheath of wings, needle of the spinning compass, fast dart past the cold horse, rain batten, cry above the gunshot of the sea, joyful alarm beyond the gable, companion of the short day, quick skip of the heart, glad bell at storm's end. I just want to mention again that tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in Mayo we're having it's Wild Words for Wildlife. It's a fundraiser for the Irish Wildlife Trust, and there are 4 local poets reading. Ciarán is reading, Sean Lee Lynch, Kieran Raftery, and Sean Murphy, or Speculative Fiction, the rapper. And then there's 2 poets from Michigan, and there's also an open mic, and it's to raise money for Irish Wildlife. So if you're about tomorrow evening, it'd be good to see you there.
And it's where? You say?
Oh, in Mayo Cafe on Pope's Quay.
All right.
Do you know the one over the little bridge?
What we were showing this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Ben. Give me off Ciarán McCartney, please.
We've a good bit of time to Easter, really. It'll be a short story. It's not like super long. But,
3.5 minutes.
You can kick me with this leg.
Very good.
You can kick me with this leg if it's too long. And I can just read the rest of it some other time.
I get my thumb to kick you, she's over there.
So this is a series of diary entries. That I made when going on a walk in 2016 from the top of Glasgow up to the Highlands. I write on the second page of a new and beautiful book given to me by Roisin. I greatly thank her for it. I sit on the train in Motherwell bound for Mulgay. I am setting off on the West Highland Way. I am sitting, lying in my hammock in Balmaha. 20 miles of good walking got me here, now for rest. Sitting in the Rowardennan Hotel after my caffeine fix and a plate of chips, looking out at Loch Lomond. Beautiful country, sitting nearly exactly where the 4 of us sat the last time we ventured these parts. Still have the prog rock playlist on the go. After walking from Inversnaid, where our old bunkhouse fixed me a bowl of the most delicious and appreciated spicy butternut soup, I set off towards Inverarnon until darkness fell. And I headed into the hillside to hang my hammock there. There I slept until morning beneath a tree. I walked on to find the bothy I'd been searching for the night before. At the bothy I met a German couple who'd stayed overnight, Anya. They were lovely, We had a chat and shared brunch together. They were in Scotland for 10 days from Frankfurt. It had taken them 4.5 days to reach the Bothy. From there, I had walked out to Clonlarrick, the nicest little village in the world. A main road running through it. I stopped for a rest, a coffee and a plate of chips. I walked 6 miles to Tyndrum, passing battlefields where Robert the Bruce fought and lost but survived. Made it to the Tyndrum Inn for a rest and a read. Met a man called Danny who offered me digs on his settee, without fags, whiskey or money to attain either for him. I didn't pursue it. Instead, went to hang my hammock in a regenerating pine wood. Slept till morning, treating myself to a bacon and egg roll and took the Tyndrum Inn. Today, I stride out to Kinghorse. Made it to Kinghorse after a long day crossing the hillside. Out in the exposed paths, old military roads, Telford design, general waved road carvings on its way through the hills. Out meeting the wind, whistling through the rolling hills, beautiful landscape, various intervals of mist. Our conversation last night was put on hold due to the upstart of another. A lovely meeting of the couple, Mary from Inverness and her fiancé Jimmy, originally from Dundee, and sounded every inch of it.
Thanks for coming. It's been a lovely evening. It wasn't the best attended, but I think the quality of the people that came along more than made up for that. So thank you very much for coming. Thanks to Joe Neal for giving us an excellent reading there. Give him a round of applause there.